Well, I think that pizza's better today than it's been all week, Bob.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. But I'm disappointed at Giuseppe because I keep telling him that I want it well done, and it's never exactly the way I like it. I sometimes think Mario's is better. I mean, after all, we are very good customers.
Well, I don't think we're exactly good customers, Bob. I mean, after all, we've never paid for it.
Oh, here we go again. The same conversation every day. I didn't make up the rules. They did. 30 minutes, and they never get here in 30 minutes.
Well, that certainly is true. But it still bothers me that you went to all that trouble finding pizza shops that were at least 50 minutes away.
Well, I mean, is it necessary to continue to focus on that one issue? I mean, after all, that was weeks ago.
You want the rest of mine? I'm just not hungry anymore.
Well, okay, I'll take it. Like my saintly mom always said, waste not, want not.
I think if your mom was here, she would say, you're just a little bit confused.
Well, she wouldn't say that at all. She would say, always play by the rules.
Oh, my God. Pop, your reasoning is so just incredible.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but I was always taught, don't be braggadocious.
Oh, will somebody please shoot me?
Oh, boy, and I'm confused.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
In Cuba, they grow the banana tree. Tree for you, banana for me. In Havana they got the chicken and rice, the men of danger and ladies of spice. In Havana there is the Shannon's place, rooms to let tobacco in the case, mosquito netting to hide the bed, and the desperate effort to keep out of the red.
You see, even your King Moses confesses to it. You need me, you two.
The impression left hanging in the air before the musical interlude was that you needed us, Mr. Reed. Go on, have another banana.
Oh, go on, take another one. I love to watch you eat. We don't get much chance to feed actors around here. Gee, Slate, look how he peels a banana. The grace, the flourish, the drama.
Well, that's because when Mr. Reed was a boy, he had advantages.
And stardom, Mr. Shannon. Do you realize that when I was a boy, only a shade younger than I am now, that is, when I was a youngster on top of the heap, it took 10 persons to handle my fan mail alone.
Don't drop the banana peel on the floor, Mr. Reed.
I'll pick it up. Take this away, King, and bring another dish of fruit for Mr. Reed.
A pomegranate would be nice if it doesn't deprive you.
Oh, we got cans of them, Mr. Reed. We have saved them for such as you. I will apply myself to
them. Just open a number 2 can and bring it in, huh, King?
As you say, Mr. Slate.
You know, my mother used to take me to your pictures, Mr. Reed, in her lap. It was the only way she could make me take my afternoon nap. You thrilled Mom to the fiber. And now here I am talking to you in person. And
I will thrill again, if you will only consent to the use of your boat and your knowledge of Manet Island.
I don't know, Mr. Reed. Running this hotel is...
Listen to me, Mr. Shannon. All I have left in the world I've put into this venture, it'll bring me back to the top of the heap. Laszlo, the director, Billy Craig, the cameraman, they're the best. I could get them only by making them equal partners in the company.
And all you want is for us to lead you to good background shots on Manet Island. Is that it, Mr. Reed?
You find the backgrounds, and I'll illuminate them with my talent, my virility, bring romance back to the starving women of the world.
Slate. For my mom, huh? She's got a picture of Mr. Reed on her dresser. Make it live again for her.
For your mom and for the starving women of the world. Well, there's King with your pomegranate, Mr. Reed. Take it out on the patio, huh? Out there so you can throw the peel to the winds.
In front of this jeweler's window I could stand all day, Billy boy. Just to look at that, for instance, over there. That 3-carat diamond.
You'd whiten your nose, wouldn't you, Laszlo?
Would and will. When we return to Hollywood, I will have a party for the occasion.
Well, let's walk. Guy in the shop's crooking a finger at us.
That would be pleasant to have money again.
Personally, I think it's a chance to take. Killing Ricky? I don't know. They got penalties for knocking off in Cuba, too, you know.
Yes, but on Manet Island, so many pitfalls, so many chances for accidental death. Ricky Reed will die and the funds which he has set up for the corporation will be to us. Of us, ours. Mine and yours, Billy.
Mine and yours.
So it is simple.
Here's another jewelry store, Laszlo. You want to stop and look?
At your insistence, Billy boy.
Where's the heartthrob, sailor? Where's Ricky Reed?
Out on the patio, acting out incognito.
I'll bet that's something to see.
Oh, it is.
Still, he doesn't want us to let anyone know he's here. For a romantical figure like him, he's not being very cooperative, sailor.
You know what else he is, Slate? Likeable. I like him.
Yeah, me too. Well, I hope he gets what he wants. The comeback, the tiger skin upholstery, the aftershave lotion in the swimming pool, the whole deal. Whatever he wants.
Amen. When do we take him and his crew to Manet Island?
He's been consulting his astrology chart. He says he'll let me know. Customer, sailor, do your nip-ups.
Welcome to Shannon's place, madam. The hotel nifty, room's 350. The moon in your lap, the waves slap, slap.
All I want is Ricky Reed. Give him back to me. It's where Ricky belongs. It's where he can be safe. Where he can live out his days in dignity and love.
Gee, if we knew a fellow like that, we'd sure want him to have all those good things, wouldn't we, Slate?
Gee, and gosh, we sure would.
You want him dead. You and that Laszlo and Billy Craig. Death Incorporated. You want him dead. You'll take him on that island and kill him and steal his money. And let him die alone in a forsaken place. Make a fool of him.
Well, that's not the way the plot goes, madam. The plot says Ricky Reed's going to star in his own motion picture on a tropical island. Make a comeback and be famous again. And live to autograph again.
Ricky told you that? The boy. The dreamer. He's through. Finished. A flickering candle. Sick with young dreams. Please don't kill him. Just give him back to me. I'll save his money.
If we ever run across him, we'll tell him we've got a plan for his investments. Who should we say has this plan?
Thelma Bronson. Number 3 wife. He has 6, you know. But all the 5 put together never loved him as much as I. It was in all the newspapers how much I love him. How I follow him through the world.
Run through a scrapbook with her, will you, sailor? I want to check with a man about his old age pension.
Ricky.
Laszlo.
Ricky.
Me too, fellas.
I brought Slate Shannon with me, Laszlo. He's a skipper.
Come in. A skipper?
Ricky means he's chartered my boat for the trip to Manet Island. That means skipper.
Means a boat captain.
Where's Billy?
Like a carefree scamp, he is Billy. With a camera, he is on the sidewalks of Havana taking pictures for sending back.
Mr. Shannon wants to ask you something, Laszlo.
So, ask something.
A little while ago, a woman walked into my place. Her name was Thelma Brunson.
You remember Thelma, Laszlo?
Could I forget her? Ask me. Could I forget her? Such ankles and delicate wrists.
She said you and your cameraman were going to kill Ricky.
But she had no talent. Absolutely, she had no talent, by the peck.
She said you've organized this company with Ricky's money. If Ricky dies, all the money goes to you and your boy.
Ricky.
Thelma was lying, wasn't she?
Well, then why should she follow you all the way to Havana?
Ricky, tell him.
Thelma has never stopped loving me. She has dedicated her life to following me and loving me. That's Thelma's career, and we mustn't speak harshly of her.
And you positively want to go on this trip, huh?
We will make an epic...
Laszlo, you wouldn't... We will leave as soon as possible, Shannon.
With a tight skipper.
Honest to Betsy, Slade.
To who?
To Betsy. Honest to her, Slade. I'm enjoying myself. Small deserted island in the Caribbean. Walking along the beach at midnight with Slate Shannon.
Yeah, makes a girl flip, huh?
In spades. Let's just stand here for a minute, huh, Slate? Slate, I feel...
Yeah, I know. That's because you're standing in water. Your feet are wet. Hey, back off, will you, sailor?
Slate, look.
Hey, what's the matter with you, Buster? What's the big idea?
Taking pot shots at people. A whimsy of mine. I've been taking pot shots at birds for 6 years. People are bigger.
I thought this island was deserted.
It's going to be. But first, the humanities. I'm Edward Sloan. I only tell you because it doesn't matter.
Slate Shannon. This is Sailor Duval.
Who's she?
You know, I ask myself the same question many times a day.
You came on this island with 3 other men. Where are they?
Out, looking around the island.
For shots for motion pictures.
Get out of here. All of you.
Because you say so, Buster?
I don't want this place cluttered. People come here, 1, 2 at a time. They come, go. I watch them. 5 people, you, that's too many. Get out.
I asked you a question a few seconds ago. We go because you say so?
You'll go.
I'll bet he won't shave until we do, Slate.
You'll go, one way or another, because I say so. Good night, you two. Stay happy.
Oh, shut up. Oh, who can sleep? Slate, you awake? I'm asking you something. You awake?
No, baby. I just bolt out of my bedroll like this whenever one ant slaps another one around.
Let's go wake up Ricky, huh? I want to check on how movie actors wake up.
There you go, sailor. I don't think I could. Not without my breakfast first.
All right. You don't care who I go around waking up. All right. Ricky! Mr. Reed, wake up. The dawn of a glorious tropical day. It's get up in a moat time. It's... Ricky? Slate? Slate, come here quick. Please, Slate.
Yeah, what's the matter, sailor? Your actor friend hates you in the morning?
Look at him, Slate. Dagger in his chest. When I turned him over...
Yeah. He's dead. Ricky paid for his own comeback, sailor. He never made it.
to Bold Venture. Our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Poor, poor Ricky. One moment dead, one moment alive. Why should it happen to him?
A lady warned us it might happen, and it did. We woke you and Billy up so that maybe you could tell why it should happen to him.
What's with her, Shannon?
What's with her is a question. Somebody stabbed him during the night.
Terrible, terrible.
Question. How much money did Ricky have invested in this nothing-type production?
You will wait. I will think.
100,000? 200,000?
About in the middle. A little to this side. Approximately $160,000.
Imagine that.
And now it belongs to you.
Him and me.
According to the terms of the contract. In Hollywood, everything is contract.
He forgets about it, Slate. We're liable to whisper it around that Ricky's murder had something to do with Billy and Laszlo.
Or equally you too. You will need proof. Personally, Billy and I resign from the responsibility.
He's right, sailor. Leave us not forget the man with the beard, Eddie Sloan. He threatened us, remember?
Who threatened?
What threatened?
Last night a guy took a shot at us, a guy who lives on this island, warned us away.
So we're waiting for what? Let's get out of here, let's.
There he is, sailor. He's on our boat. Come on, we're duck standing here.
Laszlo, quick, behind these rocks.
Hold on your face, sailor. You all right?
I hope these palms are the sheltering type palms.
I'll dig a hole in the sand for your head, baby. You're going to have a long time finding out.
Oh, he will kill me, that madman with the beard. He will kill me.
The way the message reached me, it was for all of us. Shannon, his girl, me, and you. What's the matter? Can't you spare a tear of genius for the rest of us, Laszlo?
What matters the rest of us? It is Laszlo he will murder. Laszlo he will cut off in the prime of Laszlo's life. There is too much in me left to live. Reed's money, waiting only for me. The persons they will buy for me, and I only have to write on a piece of paper. I was there when Ricky Reed died.
Leave something out, genius?
What's to left out? I do not wish to die. I wish to live a lush life. What is more is there?
Me.
When you die, I will take an ad in the papers for a eulogy for your splendid camera work.
I don't die, genius. I don't die.
You killed. You put Ricky on a knife like a shashlik. For this, you must die sometime.
But not now, not here. In the States, maybe. Yeah. With a glass in my hand and a blonde at my side, lighting C-notes to keep us warm.
You got the plan, Billy boy? You got the plan for both of us to stay alive? You got a plan? I know it. You got one. Include me in. All I've been to you, Billy boy, include me in.
All you've been to me, huh? Pick a rock, Laszlo. Any rock. You'll need one to mark your grave.
An hour, sailor.
That's a pleasant thought. I thought it was 10 hours, 10 hours ago. I wonder where they got this heat.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
I want to see if a flag of truce will work.
Slate, listen to me. That heat's been beating against the back of your neck. The Digest magazine say that's not healthy. You should take a little at a time. Slate, come back here.
Stay there, sailor. Eddie!
Waving at something, Shannon?
Yeah. You. Mind if I come aboard my boat?
I don't mind. As long as there's people around. I could use a conversation. Just keep your distance, Shannon. What's on your mind?
Did you stab a man last night?
Never did. All the nights I remember. Never stabbed.
I thought you wanted us off your island, kid. What made you change your mind?
I said get off. You did. Now you gotta go my way, Shannon. How I want it and when I want it.
One by one, huh?
Right. And your turn isn't yet. Go on back to your lady, Shannon.
Hey! Hey, mister!
Another white flag waver, Shannon. Yeah?
I wanna talk!
Well, come on. Right there, friend. Talk.
I want to give you something. Money.
You don't look like you're carrying very much.
I got it. $100,000 in the States.
And you'll bring it back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, leave Shannon, the dame, and that director as hostages.
Honest?
Yeah. Hurry up!
You shot him down in cold blood, Eddie.
You want yours now? No? Get back to your dame.
What kind of a man is he, Slate? To kill like that in cold blood.
I met his type before. Something turns them sour, the world maybe, the way things crowd in maybe. Put your mind to it and it's not so hard to understand.
He's an animal. That's all I need understand.
Now take it easy, baby. You've got enough troubles. Keep him simple.
He's going to kill me and you. How simple does it have to get?
It could be worse. You could die someplace other than the Caribbean island. You could die where a trade wind never touched your hair, sighed across your cheek, followed the lines of your mouth.
Cut it out, Slate. You make it so attractive. You should sell insurance, you should.
Whatever bill of goods I sold you hasn't brought you much, has it, sailor?
You fishing for a complaint, Buster?
If you've got any, now's the time to turn them in. Last chance, kid. The windows can close without your knowing it.
Let me think.
Well?
Let's see. There's the time you dribbled my tortillas down the sidewalk just to prove to everybody what a lousy cook I was.
Well, you are a lousy cook. One more try, kid.
There was the time you never let me finish telling you what it is to be with you. The hurt, the laughs, free ride.
Oh, shut up.
Slate.
I said shut up.
Come here, Slate.
What was that for?
Just to prove something to myself.
Like what?
Like I'd be crazy to deprive myself of that stuff. Don't go away, Slate.
Are you out of your mind? Make a move and Sloan will kill you.
Not if I move in the right direction. Go get a balcony seat in a palm tree, Slate. This'll be a part you never came in on. Eddie!
Taking your life in your hands, honey.
Help me aboard the boat, Eddie.
All right. I remember how to do this. You okay?
I came down here to get an opinion.
I'll put the gun down and consider it. You know, when I was running from the cops in Havana, a girl on the street stood there and watched. It excited her. She was like you.
How do you know? You never found out.
Maybe I missed a lot of things.
Man like you could have it all back.
You're selling Shannon out?
I haven't made up my mind. Help me.
You want me to let that director and Shannon go, don't you?
That's not a bad bargain. You'll see.
It wouldn't be at that. Only this. The monkeys will start laughing at me. You know why? Because your fellas are bringing back other fellas for me, for you. Take us both away.
If I tell Shannon that's the way it is, that's the way it'll be.
Those 6 years I've been on this island, you could wipe it all out.
It's a deal?
I don't know.
It's a deal. I'll go tell Shannon.
Sit down, honey.
What for?
When it's a deal, I'll tell you. Right now, you stay.
Listen to me.
You stay. Reach over and hand me that rope, honey. Thanks. Put your hands behind you. It's going to take me time to make up my mind. I don't want you to go away. I don't want to have to hurt you. I want you to stay right here.
Laszlo. Hey, Laszlo.
Stay away from me. Billy tried to get me killed, and now you. Stay away from me.
You got a knife. I want it.
I have no knife.
The one you killed Ricky with, I want it.
The madman on the board killed Ricky.
Give it.
Now. Now, you gotta give it to me.
Here, I give it to you in the heart.
Ricky didn't give you this much trouble, did he? Oh. I'll get back to you later, after I see the man on the boat. Thanks for the knife.
You will see. You will die. I will live. You will die. Oh, he cried to you, Sloan. Mr. Shannon with a knife. Be careful of him. He will...
He loused it for you, Shannon, so I made it up to you. I shot him.
Thanks.
You want to keep coming, or you want me to go after you?
You're the bright boy. You figure it.
Yeah, let's make this brief. I'll come after you. Did I get you, Shannon? That time? It's you or me, baby. It's...
Yeah, you or me.
You grew a knife, huh?
Try it.
My rifle gives me a long reach, kid. Beat your brains.
Let's stop playing marbles, huh?
Don't do it, Shannon. Don't stick.
Now don't talk, kid. You'll get throat scratch.
Take your dame and get off the island.
You killed two men.
Look, you're alive, aren't you? Go home. Forget about it.
On your feet, Eddie. What did you do with Sailor?
Tied her up. She's okay.
Walk. Sailor!
Slade, are you all right?
What?
I said get me out of here.
Keep your ropes on, kid. I'll be right there. Then we'll go home.
Slate?
Oh, get away from me, Sailor.
What's the matter with
you? Just get away from me.
You got a headache? What brings that stupid expression to your face?
Ah.
Tell, baby.
I had a chance to get in talking pictures and you blew it.
Why, Slate, you want to be a talking picture actor?
Once in the life of every man.
Well, we got to find out do you got talent. Hoist your pants, Slate. Let's take a look at the ankle. Bony.
What's bony? It'll be a sensation in Technicolor.
Come here, baby. No, not like that. Pucker.
Like this?
That's right. Hold for a still. Bye, baby.
And so, our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.